Lisa Gardner joins us by phone tonight. She's the New York Times number one best-selling author of a number of suspense novels, often featuring the Boston detective, D.D. Warren. Tonight, we'll talk about her latest novel, Never Tell. I'm delighted to welcome you back to Around Cincinnati and delighted, of course, to read your latest novel. So there are so many twists and turns in this novel, and I sort of want to parse out the characters, if we may, because we're back with D.D. Warren, thankfully. We're in good hands. She's a Boston detective. And you've also brought back a character from the last two novels, Flora Dane. So D.D. has her plate piled high with two murders, maybe more. Would you just tell us a little bit about D.D. and what she's faced with?
Yes. So Never Tell introduces a puzzle. You have two fatal shootings 16 years apart, the same woman holding the smoking gun. Detective D.D. Warren, as a rookie detective, actually investigated the very first shooting when poor Evie Carter was a teenager. It appears she very sadly accidentally shot and killed her father while cleaning a shotgun. D.D. tells you, you know, she never thought about it twice. Every now and then there is a case that haunts the detective. This was not it. It seemed completely open and shut. So imagine her surprise when 16 years later, she walks into another home, another fatal shooting, and there is Evie Carter once again holding the gun. This time it is her husband who is dead at her feet. And Dee Dee must wonder, is this woman really that tragic? Or did she just totally play Dee Dee and Dee Dee let a murderer go away free the first time around?
Dee Dee, of course, does have help. Phil is one of her team members, who's a real likable, just call me Phil, guy. And she also has a CI. Of course, tell us what a CI is. But the CI is the lovely named Flora, who is a tough cookie. Flora Danes has a quite horrific past. So would you introduce her again to us and let us know how she factors into these murders that Dee Dee's investigating?
So Flora Dane is a survivor who is now turned into a vigilante. When she was in college, she was kidnapped and held for 472 days. It's been 6 years later now, and she survived the ordeal, but she's not necessarily been able to move forward. In her attempt to feel safe, to never be a victim again, she has gone basically to the other extreme. She knows everything there is to know about self-defense. She's tracking down predators actively on the streets of Boston. One of them she actually kills with chemical fire. That's how she and Dee Dee first meet. Dee Dee doesn't really know what to do with Flora. I mean, on the one hand, they have the same goals, which is to keep the city safe. On the other hand, Flora's methods are definitely very extreme. Dee Dee has made her confidential informant. But it turns out in Never Tell, in this particular case, they both have something personal at stake. Dee Dee walks into this house, and she immediately recognizes the wife from a previous case. Flora recognizes the dead husband. She had seen him in a bar with her kidnapper. And now both Dee Dee and Flora desperately need answers.
I want to ask you something, a couple of things actually about your writing life. The character of Flora Dane is very compelling. And of course, you have this contrast with Dee Dee Warren, who's in the system. But, you know, she can go a little bit outside also. I'm curious to know, because I think this is the third novel Flora's in, what and how do you decide to introduce another ongoing character?
Well, this is when I always feel bad. Like a real author would have a master plan and would have a really good answer to that question. Where the truth is, I've kind of just been making this whole thing up. I don't plan when I write a book. Like, I'm not a plotter. When I went to write Never Tell, I knew one woman, two murders, 16 years apart, but I honestly didn't know, is Evie a killer? Is she tragic? What actually happened to any of this? Why I show up and write each day is so that I can learn those answers. Dee Dee was not supposed to be a reoccurring character, and I believe this is now her 10th book. And Flora, I wanted to explore the psychology of being a survivor and recovering from a long-term crime. And actually, she's going to be in the next book, so there's a fourth book. I think my characters just grow on me, and I hear from readers, and readers want to see them again. So it just keeps happening.
In your acknowledgement, you're very honest, and you thank one of your colleagues for sticking with you when your characters, as you put it, are hating you. Can you give us an example of that? I mean, what is it like as their creator to have them going outside the fold or whatever, not cooperating?
I often think of book characters as being like very mischievous and troubling and vexing children. You know, in theory, I am the one in charge, but it never actually feels that way. They definitely have a mind of their own. Unexpected things happen. Like in Never Tell, Evie had a story that needed to be told. It just took me a bit to figure out what that was.
Yes. I do want to ask you if you have thoughts about National Women's History Month, because you have these very strong female characters. Even Evie is strong in her own right.
Yes.
So in terms of a more global sense and overview, what do you think about Women's History Month? Does it impact you at all?
I think women are enormously strong. We're just getting recognition for it. It is actually one of the most interesting questions I get as a thriller novelist. You know, what do you think about having female characters involved in such gory crime scenes? Or are they really tough enough for these kinds of cases? And I'm like, women has always been tough enough. Childbirth is, you know,
yes,
a pretty serious experience. Women have always been caretakers, to sit there and hold the hand of your loved one going through breast cancer. That is a tremendous amount of strength. I think we're just finally getting recognition for having strength in more male-dominated things, such as being law enforcement. Or Flora is actually very actively taking on a protector role that we more often associate with males. I mean, my grandmother is 99, about to turn 100. She is one of the toughest women I know, having gone through depression, World War II. I mean, I think it's about time we get the recognition we deserve.
Dee Dee certainly is doing her part, so is Flora, and you as their creator. It's always a treat to talk with you. I look forward to your next novel. I'm glad Dee Dee's coming back. Thanks for talking with us tonight.
Oh, thank you so very much.
I've been talking with Lisa Gardner about her latest novel titled Never Tell. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/Ron Cincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.
I've looked at life from